had a family. The house is a museum. When people come to see them, they really are the freedom. The Addams Family.
Neat. Sweet. Petite.
And welcome back again, Breakthrough Thinking, the magazine. And yes, that is the Addams Family song, theme song from probably from the TV show, perhaps. And, of course, we played that because I just was at Gamage Auditorium watching the great musical, The Addams Family. And we'll get to that in just a few minutes. We do have a winner. We're waiting for their name. There was a text that came through. Oh, we do have a winner. I don't know if we should say both names, but his first name is Todd. He just answered back. So,
well, let's give the answer to it then.
Yeah.
That Todd got
so
it
what's
right.
The riddle and what's the answer?
The riddle, it's from The Hobbit. It's a box without hinges, key or lid, yet golden treasure inside is hid. And the answer that Todd gave was an egg.
Egg. And Todd, congratulations for winning. And what does he win?
He's got a copy of the Thunderstruck Blu-ray DVD combo pack.
Wow. So I will get in touch with you, and we'll get that off to you. Wow. Congratulations, Todd. And that's very exciting. That's a hard riddle. I don't know how anyone could get that.
Yeah, well, think about it. Is this yellow inside there? It's the yolk. It doesn't have any hinges. It is a box, technically, right?
Yeah. Well,
it doesn't have any hinges.
No? Well, it's an oval shape. What do you say, Greg?
I think so.
What are we talking about?
Yeah, the egg.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, come on. I listen.
Now he's talking like, yeah.
He has a little Italian in him.
Ardo. Okay. Anyway, all right. So you want to do, should I do Addams Family real quick?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Well, you, as you know, I'm sure you both have seen Addams Family on TV, have you?
Mm-hmm. And the movies?
Yeah, in the movies. And I'll tell you, this was just delightful. You know, sometimes you go to musicals or plays, and it has a little bit of the Lincoln movie in it. You know, there can be pauses, and you go, oh, that was a good act. Oh, that was a little slow. This one just went really nice pace. Just one of the most witty plays, musicals I've seen. It was sharp. It was funny. The actors were just incredible. I call it the trifecta plus. And what that means is the acting was sensational. They sang. All of them were singers, too. They were dancers, and the great delivery from a comedy perspective. That's a trifecta plus.
Mm-hmm.
What would a trifecta with four mean? How do you say that? Cinco de Mayo? No, that's three. Yeah, that one. Yeah, there we go.
I don't know.
But it was just incredible. And the way they staged it was good. So, you know, sometimes one act ends and then there's a little bit of a pause as they set up. They planned it out so there was no pauses. They used the stage perfectly where one side of the stage they were doing it, the curtain was down on the other half of the stage. And when that act ended, boom, immediately the curtain came up and they didn't miss a beat. I thought it was really planned out very well. And the lead, Gomez, everyone knows Gomez Addams, Douglas Sills, phenomenal, just phenomenal actor. Here's a guy that had that accent of Gomez, and he had to be a phenomenal singer because it's a musical. And his acting ability and the comedy part was just incredible. I think it takes great talent to be able to do all of that. To me, it seems like. I also enjoyed the entire cast, but also Courtney Wolfson, Wednesday Addams, and the plot was about that. What was interesting, I won't give away everything, obviously, but the basic plot was she was interested in, quote-unquote, a normal guy. You know, Addams Family's known as sort of quirky or very quirky, very outside the culture. But somehow this guy she liked, she was worried and told her family, like, hey, you know, try to be as normal as possible because they're not used to that. That's part of the normal society. And the guy was worried that his parents would be somewhat, you know how kids are. It was really interesting. It reflected society in a way, but to the extreme. But, you know, you bring someone home to your parents, you say, hey, be on your best behavior type of thing. Whether, you know,
especially after watching Meet the Parents, you know, you got to make sure that,
yeah, something like that. But I thought it was just phenomenal. The plot, it held my interest. The wittiness was just incredible. Say wow.
Oh, no, I found Courtney Wolfson's picture there. Okay,
that's Wednesday.
I see why.
Well, yeah.
Now you know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
She's not a kid.
No, I don't think so.
But it was just really good.
I hope not.
But some of the jokes were good, and some normal stuff. So they updated it, contemporary. Like parents will say, you're growing up so fast, you know, and so Gomez, the dad, would say, Wednesday, you're growing up so fast that soon you'll be Thursday. You know, I mean, it was sort of funny, I thought, and they had some political jokes in a way, but sort of not really taken side, but they brought in current events into the script, which I found very refreshing, and you can relate to it. I liked it. I give it 5 scenes.
Excellent.
5 scenes.
Wow.
I mean, that is, I encourage everyone to get out there. Gamage Theater, I think through probably this Sunday, I believe. And I wouldn't wait for tickets because we had a good crowd there on Tuesday. And you don't expect a good crowd on Tuesday, but you did.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. So you guys going to go out there?
I don't think I'll be able to make it, but it sounds, actually, after seeing Courtney Wilson, maybe there's a chance.
Well, we're going to try to get her on the show. We'll bring her to you.
Yeah, bring her in studio, right? Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. But it was good. I also enjoyed, Uncle Fester, Blake Hammond, I'm sorry. Very talented. They were all talented, but these three stars stood out, which was Gomez, Douglas Sills, Uncle Fester, Blake Hammond, and Wednesday Adams, Courtney Wolfson. Yes, Greg, we will get her in studio if we can. So anyway, it was a great play, great musical.
Good for kids, too, maybe? I mean, is it since it's the Addams Family?
Yeah, I mean, they had some PG, PG-13, I should say. It wasn't R, but...
But maybe an introduction, I'm saying, instead of just going straight to Miz, maybe start with the Addams Family. And,
yeah, mm-hmm. But, maybe PG. I mean, it was, I'd say PG-13, some innuendos that were very funny. I loved it, I got to tell you. I'd see it again. Actually, I would. It was that good.
Nice.
5 zines. Wow, I don't give many things 5 zines.
No?
Except the magazine show every Thursday from 2 to 4. 5 zines. Okay, that's my review on the Addams Family. And let's sing that again. Da-da-da-dum. Mm-hmm. How do we do that?
Da-da-da-da.
You did it right there.
Ba-bum,
that was
ba-bum.
That.
Really? Well, there it
there
is.
There we go.
All together now.
They're creepy and they're spooky, mysterious and spooky.
He goes by the name of David.
Okay. Well, thank you. That was my review. Now, back to Joseph Erdo.
Do you want to do a couple more?
That's what I was going to say. Maybe a few more riddles.
Yeah, I like these riddle things. Okay. They're really hard.
Yeah, but we don't have any more prizes to give away today. But, you know, we're still now you were in the lead. You had 2, was it?
Yeah, 2 to 0.
Yeah, 2
to 0?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, let's see if you can get any. Now, some of these are a little bit harder.
But he knew who Judy Greer was.
I do, so now I'm up 3-2.
No, you're up 2-1. I'm up 2-1.
Okay, well, give me one.
All right, he can have one.
Get me on
Judy
the board.
Greer.
Yeah, I need that momentum.
You really should know Judy Greer, though.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Now, this one, I like this one a lot. This one's an unknown author. What does man love more than life, fear more than death or mortal strife? What the poor have, the rich require, and what contented men desire? What the miser spends and the spendthrift saves, and all men carry to their graves?
Women?
No. That is just not funny. I would say... all men carry
to
the
graves. You made the comment
earlier. Yeah. I was taking after you. Come
on. Their souls.
No.
What
do all men carry to their graves? What does a man love more than life itself?
Death. Oh, I
no.
mean.
I don't think so.
Where is he coming from? The poor have it. The rich require this.
The poor have money.
Yeah. What do the poor have?
They don't have that. So,
themselves.
Dignity.
Am I right?
What do rich need? If you're rich, what do you need? What do you need?
Oh, I got nothing.
What? Nothing.
Ah!
Oh, okay.
3-1. Am I 3-1 or 4-1?
I'm going
to
give you a half for that.
Okay.
Because you tried a couple.
But it wasn't
times.
Bad, though, right? Yeah, nothing.
That was actually a good one.
That was good. Let's do this again.
I really thought it was
This was fun.
Okay, here's another one. This one's really tough. Mm-hmm. Four men sat down to play. They played all night till break of day. Mm-hmm. They played for gold and not for fun, with separate scores for everyone. When they came to square accounts, they all had made quite fair amounts. Can you the paradox explain? If no one lost, how could all gain?
Fun.
Here,
do it again. I like when you break it up.
I'm just trying to sneak in and read the answer.
I know.
Just say the first part again.
Okay, I'm going to say, what were they playing? Four men sat down to play. They played all night till the break of day. They played for gold and not for fun, with separate scores for everyone.
Poker?
No.
Golf?
But they all gained. They all won. They came to square accounts. They had all made quite fair amounts. You want me to give it away? It's kind of tough.
No, they played. Keep going.
Can you the paradox explain? If no one lost, how could all gain? There's four men. They're playing something. What are they playing?
They are playing music.
Yes.
What?
How is he getting these today?
I don't know.
Oh,
you've heard
man.
Of idiot savants?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Unbelievable.
How
you know what?
And
you
didn't know who Judy Greer was.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Next time I meet Gollum from The Hobbit.
How did I get that?
I have no idea. I'm going to bring you along because you're getting these.
Wow, this is good. It's good, right?
Yeah.
Three and a half or four and a half?
We'll give you four and a half. Or three and a half.
Well, give me a straight four.
We'll give them a four.
Because that's a point
in we're tied at four. Yeah.
So what was the answer? Music?
Music. They're playing music.
Because you had to ask again, you lose.
No, I knew it. I went into my intuitive self.
Well, how about this one? Often talked of, never seen, ever coming, never been, daily looked for, never here, still approaching, coming near, thousands for its visit wait, but alas for their fate, though they expect me to appear, they will never find me here.
Wait, I got another text that gives an answer, but I don't know which one. We're getting texts everywhere
now. What's the answer?
Women.
Maybe it's this one. Say that again.
Often talked of, never seen, ever coming, never been, daily looked for, never here, still approaching, coming near, thousands for its visit wait, but alas for their fate, though they expect me to appear, they will never find me here.
Well, this says voice box.
I don't know.
I'm not. Let me see the.
Maybe that's for another one. Yeah,
I don't think that's for.
That was at 3:38.
Maybe that's for something off the air that you have going on.
Oh yeah,
interesting.
Okay, I'll meet you at 6. No, I don't know. But voice. Maybe that was the. Oh, that was. I don't know which one that was.
That might have been what they were playing or something. I don't
yeah,
know.
Maybe. Okay, do this one again. I was distracted.
Me too. Often we're gonna give a prize to one of these. You know, I'll do like an upcoming prize. We'll give them a pass to an upcoming movie, but not this one. We'll do another one because mm-hmm. it's kind of fun. Often talked of, never seen.
Oh wait, often talked of.
But it's never seen.
Mm-hmm. Never seen.
It's ever coming, but never been. You can't ever say that this has been. It's always coming. You look for it every day, daily looked for, never here. Still approaching, coming near.
These the are future.
All, I'm going to give it to him. It's tomorrow.
Whoa.
It's tomorrow.
I don't know how I'm good at this. Really, I never have been.
It's tomorrow, so yeah.
Unbelievable.
I know. I can't believe it.
And
why?
He doesn't have the answers here.
I don't know Judy Greer, but I know the. Wow, I'm on a roll now. It's 5-1.
Wow.
And the one was just Judy Greer.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Okay, let's do another
impressive.
One. Oh, wait, let's see. I think we may have another text.
About Judy Greer.
Yeah, they go right
Judy
on,
Greer,
Dave.
Jessica
right
Alvin.
On.
Right. Oh, there you go.
They voice want box. Me being a game show.
Very good.
Here, let's
the
do,
riddle show with Dave.
Let's do two more from the Hobbit, actually.
And I never even saw The Hobbit.
Now, these are really...
What?
Now, I'm going to guarantee that he doesn't get this. If he gets this...
Then this is
what do I win?
This is rigged. It's rigged, I tell you.
Yes.
No, I seem to intuitively get this.
I think Josh is going to call and give us the answer to this
one. Yeah. Lincoln. Oh.
No legs lay on one leg. Mm-hmm. Two legs sat near on three legs. Mm. Four legs got some.
Twister.
He's off of it now.
Okay, keep going.
That's it. No legs lay on one leg. Two legs sat near on three legs.
Oh.
Four legs got some.
That sounds like the type of movies I like to watch. But
four legs got some.
I know you're not going to get this.
I'm still clueless on it. So
let's do it again. Do it slower.
Yeah, I'm going to give you one by one. Okay. I'm going to give you the answer. Okay, the first one is no legs lay on one leg. There's an answer to this one.
I got it.
What?
It's it's like a, you know, like a hen.
A hen?
A hen.
Sitting on the eggs.
And it's from The Hobbit, so let's see.
Caterpillar?
I don't know if there's hens.
Is it a caterpillar?
The only thing from The Hobbit I can think of is Elijah Wood and that little precious guy.
All right, do it again. One leg.
No legs lay on one leg.
Okay, hold on there.
Okay.
No legs lay on one.
This is not just one single thing. This is a series of things that's going on. No legs lay on one leg.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you
this one.
It's a fish on a little one-legged table. So you know that one post. It's a fish, no legs. It lays on one leg. So if the next part is two legs sat near on three legs, what's that?
A bar stool.
You've got half of it.
A bar.
You know, you got that's a bar stool.
Oh,
what's the
stool.
Other half? That's
hey,
the
Greg,
three
how
legs.
About that bar stool?
Two legs sat near on three legs. So what's the two legs?
Guy and a girl drunk?
Two legs. how many legs are in a two guy and a girl? That's four.
I thought you had four legs in there.
Unless you got some legless people involved.
Two legs sat near on three legs. That is a man sitting at the table on a three-legged stool. So a bar stool. I'll give that to you. And finally, four legs got some.
Four legs got some people.
Okay, I'm going to give you the whole thing. A fish on a little one-legged table, a man sitting at the table, sitting on a three-legged stool, the cat gets the bones.
God, that is hard.
That's tough,
well,
right?
The Hobbit. So.
I think I could get that if I practiced. Wow, that
now,
is...
I'm gonna give one to we're going to see if someone wants to text.
And
you
it still
your,
says voice box.
It still says voice box. If you want to give your text number, and then, you know, we can give them the next screening that I get. I don't know what it will be, but,
screening.
So we'll keep their name handy.
Right, yeah. So for the next Riddle Red, if you're the first one to answer this, you can either call us here in studio, 602-296-3632, or text us at 602-625-3074, and you will win a future screening pass.
Undetermined,
yes.
We'll keep your name and
screening pass or a DVD?
Whatever we have coming up next.
In the next couple weeks here.
Yeah, so here's the riddle. I am buried in wood from one end to the other, but my head is exposed while I keep things together.
Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, I got that.
I know you got that. That's easy.
Should I write it?
Yeah, go ahead and write it. Yeah, yeah.
I'm good, Greg.
Wow.
No, I write it
they
down.
They saw it on the webcam now.
I did it quickly. Well, that's an easy one. Do it again.
Then we have the best camera.
Okay, now everyone get ready. 602-625-3074. Text us, or you could call in 602-296-3632, or again, text 602-625-3074.
I got confused with these numbers now.
Okay, and what is it again? The riddle.
I am buried in wood from one end to the other, but my head is exposed while I keep things together.
God, that's easy.
That's easy.
Tom, isn't that easy? I'd be surprised.
Man, and I still don't know it.
Oh, great.
But I can lie and say I know it.
I think you could get this.
No,
really. I think you can get this one.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's give another couple. You can't win for these. You know, that one's the only one that you can win for. But
that's an easy one.
This one's really tough. I am the beginning of the end and the end of time and space. I am essential to creation, and I surround every place.
Omnipresent.
No.
God.
Think about it. What is the beginning of the end? It's the end of time and space. I am essential to creation, and I surround every place.
Oxygen. Am I close?
Carbon dioxide.
Oh. Where are we close?
No.
Oh.
Not even close at all.
Life. Death.
No.
Oh,
this one's tough. This one's really tough.
I'll do it again.
You really got to think about
Let's try that one.
If they
more
want,
time.
they can answer this one. You know,
Tommy, you can
no
get involved in
with this one. But
here, see if he can get involved. All right, ready? Here we
All
go.
All right, Tommy. I am the beginning of the end and the end of time and space.
All right, hold on there. So I'm the beginning
William
of
Shatner.
The end
mm-hmm.
and...
The end of time and space.
Oh,
and
Chuck Norris.
End of time and space. Beginning of the end and end of time and space. Yes.
And I can see the answers. Luckily, my contacts are moving around on me like crazy because it's a windy day outside, so I can't see.
Well, you probably won't even be able to see that one because it's a very odd answer. I am essential to creation, and I surround every place. What surrounds every place? It's the
Space.
But that was part of the riddle.
Oh, well, I thought maybe it's a duplicate.
You lose three points.
I'm going to give you the answer to this one.
But no, the answer on the text, voice box.
Again? What's up with this voice box?
Oh. Wait, give me one more chance. What surrounds every place? Oh,
Tom,
molecules.
Do you know?
No, think about it technically.
Here comes Tommy.
I think Tom
technically,
got it.
What surrounds every Air. Place?
Technically. A whole note on paper, as in music. A big circle with a lot of space. Wrong.
No, you're closer. It's wrong.
Oh, then I'm
closer
than them?
Tom, do you, have
yeah.
do you have a cold?
What?
Tom, do you have a cold today? You do? laughter?
That's a 10-4 affirmative right there.
Oh, you do? You have a cold? Oh, I'm so sorry.
We'll just bump knuckles.
Yeah.
No hugging.
You
this
can
time.
Bump. You can bump Greg's knuckles. Okay. So
I'm going to say that it
what?
Is
everywhere. What
the answer to this is one letter.
Oh, one letter.
Yes.
It is.
Huh.
Wait, hold on, Greg. You fill in the void here.
I J K L M N O P Q R S T U V.
It is the beginning of the end, but the end of time and space.
Oh, beginning of the end, but the space. It's
E.
L.
There, he's got it, and I'm going to give him 10 points.
Yes, I win. How did you get E?
Yes, because beginning of the
end.
Yes, and that's E. And what was the other one I already
D.
forgot?
It's
the end of time and space.
End of time and space is E and space.
What is end of time
well,
and
Dave,
space?
Well, Dave, we got to work on Dave's spelling.
What is end of time and space?
Space.
Oh,
S-P-A-C-E.
Oh, that's very good.
And beginning of the end. That is a good one.
He read every place. Yeah. Just congratulations.
Wait, how did he get 10 points when I got music?
But because this involves E. I mean, unbelievable work.
That was good, though. I have to admit that. That was very good.
No one had to give me any hints or anything like that. And
oh, you did you see the answer?
No. I got 10 hints. So.
Oh.
But we both did. Yeah.
Hey, that was good. This could develop one's mental capabilities.
Yes, it certainly can. Let's do one
more.
It could
really help us a lot.
Let's do one more.
Wait, we still got one more answer on the text. A voice box.
Voice box.
Okay.
All right. That's essential. The Hobbit, again, this is another one from the book, and I don't believe that they say it in the movie, but again, we're celebrating The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey, comes out tomorrow. I gave it a D. Not an E, a D.
A one zener. No, two zenes.
Two zenes, yes. Brad Pitt gets the one zene. His movie, maybe not Brad Pitt. Maybe Brad Pitt, too. Anyway.
How about Angelina Jolie?
She's all right. She gets more than two.
Yes.
Here's the riddle. An eye in a blue face saw an eye in a green face. That eye is like to this eye, said the first eye, but in low place, not in high place.
Oh, number five. Oh, that was Tom giving me. So say it again, but slower.
An eye in a blue face.
Oh.
No?
You got it.
That one you might be able to get.
Greg, you
an
got it?
An eye in a blue face.
Eye in a blue face. You think of blue, you think of sad, but I don't know.
Eye in a blue face. Okay, go.
It saw an eye in a green face.
In a green face.
That eye is like to this eye, said the first eye, but in low place, not in high place.
Oh, so.
So the eye in the blue face. Is the same? Is the same? I'm pointing right. Is the eye in the high place is the same color as the eye in the low place, but the face of the high face is blue. I am confusing even myself, and I know the answer. And the eye in the face.
I got
the,
it.
What
E? Boy, that's a tough one.
Yes, it is a very tough
Greg,
one.
Greg, you can get this.
I think I need three or four more hints, and then I might be on track.
Think about it. Okay, the eye and the blue face, I'll say it's the sun.
Yep.
The sun in the sky,
okay.
An eye and a blue face. So let's see if you can get the other half of it.
And then the moon?
Okay, the blue face, blue, the sky is blue.
Oh, gotcha.
The eye, what color is the eye?
Oh,
yellow.
If the sun, what color is the sun? Yellow, okay.
And it's not the same as eye in a low place.
It's the same. It's the same color as the eye
ocean.
In the low place.
Ocean.
No. It's an eye. Is the ocean green?
Yeah.
Depends where you go. Yeah.
I'm going to give it to you. Sun shining on daisies which are growing in a field.
Oh,
okay.
Who would get that?
Wow. That's what my next guess was going to be.
Who got it?
Gollum.
Who got that?
Gollum.
Who?
Gollum.
The Lord of the Rings Hobbit
guy. He just sent us a text, voice box.
Oh, is that what Lord of the Rings were? They had to answer riddles? No wonder I didn't get that
Gollum.
Movie. It reminded me of Lincoln.
In the Hobbit, they do a little back and forth about, you know, the Hobbit, about with riddles and... And
I
believe
would
Gollum
see a movie
says,
like that?
I believe Gollum says if he gets it wrong, then he eats it. I think that's the quote or something.
I thought
like
it was about a ring.
Well, there is a ring in the movie in The Hobbit, you know, but it's not the main storyline. The main storyline now is about the dragons. What was the name of the dragon? If you can remember the name of the dragon, then I'll give you 20 points and you can win the game.
And if I get it, I get 30 points.
It was Smaug.
Smaug.
All right.
I got 20 points.
How do you spell it?
Smaug.
Wow.
Give me some knuckles.
He's spot on today.
Am I right on?
Yeah.
I got 20 points, and you got, so it's like 23 to 10. I went to 11. I mean.
Yeah. You got to add Judy Smaug. Greer in
someone
there.
Did someone text you? Is it voice box again? Or?
Oh, yeah. It says voice box.
No, nothing.
Eventually, we'll do a riddle based
on a
that
voice
answer.
Box.
Yeah. We'll get a question.
But so it was a great show. I mean, head out and go see maybe playing for keeps. Definitely don't go see The Hobbit or definitely don't go see Lincoln or the Brad Pitt movie. But again, next week we're going to have Judd Apatow.
Yay.
And we'll have a whole bunch of reviews.
Oh, excellent.
There's either two or three, maybe just one, five zeners. So we'll
I'm
see
looking
we
forward
got.
To this. This is
absolutely.
We had some low zines today, but we'll have some high zines tomorrow.
Absolutely.
I mean,
next week, I guarantee there will be at least 1-5 zine, if not three.
Wow, and this wraps it up. The magazine every Thursday from 2 to 4. Joseph Ardo.
He messed up.
I thought he was going to say something. Iardo.
I'm taking away
giving
his 30
some time.
How do they get in touch? What's your examiner.com?
Examiner.com, yes. Do a search. Joseph J. Ardo.
And this was a fun show. Congratulations to Todd, the winner of one of the riddles. We'll get in touch with you.
We will be in touch, yeah.
And tomorrow, Breakthrough Sports. A lot of action. Damian Meyer coming in. Smith and
lots of big baseball.
Oh, Jack McGruder, beat writer for the D-backs on the trade. A lot of good action coming up. Ed Cole, we'll have some fun tomorrow. Breakthrough Sports. Everyone have a great night. Drive safe if it rains. If it doesn't, still drive safe. We'll see you tomorrow.